Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Boy, have we got a lot to talk about. So last night was Raw. Sami Zayn did lose the WWE title. Although, he did not lose that title to Cody Rhodes. CM Punk is, in fact, your new WWE champion. We're going to talk about that here on the show today. We got a lot of other stuff to get into as well. We had two title changes, actually, on the show last night, so we'll get into those. And we've also got NXT coming up tonight, which has title matches on the show. Dynamite's coming up on Wednesday, which has title matches on the show. Also probably a world title change on Dynamite. So a lot of shuffling around of belts going on right now. And probably more to come as we head into August, where we have SummerSlam. We've got All Out. We got All In coming as well. We got a lot of stuff coming up, so we'll tell you all about that. G1 is going to kick off on Saturday, night one. We got a full lineup for that show here, if you happen to be going or happen to be checking it out. We got updates on Jack Perry and Sami Zayn and the Dynamite show. They're doing a special show before the show. Tiger Mask is retired. The Great Khali is retired. We got Vikingo updates and plenty more. Lots to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline at Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. As always, Filthy's joining us after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back of the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. What's going on?
Brian, I'm in so much pain.
Oh.
Because for the last, I don't even know, 15 hours... all I've been thinking about is that bazooka blast blow to the balls of Dawkins that Maxine landed on Raw last night, and I am in severe pain just thinking about it.
Yeah, the big story is not CM Punk winning the title, everybody. It's Dawkins' balls. I mean, she whacked that guy. Holy smokes! Yeah, if you didn't see the show, it was the Vision against the Street Profits for the tag titles, and Logan Paul tried to interfere with Nux multiple times. He kept getting thwarted, and finally Dawkins got a hold of those Nux, and he did the big dramatic sliding him onto the hand. He's gonna, and Maxine flies into the ring, and in normal speed, I mean, she hit this guy so hard I started crying, and then later if you go on Twitter, you can see super slow motion replays of this low blow, and you gotta watch it, just like, you know, the whole thing.
We need the side by side.
But what you really need to watch is poor Dawkins' face after he gets hit in the ding dong.
Just yesterday, we were talking about the fact that both Montez Ford and Dawkins have children on the way. And somebody must have alerted Maxine that he was looking for either a circumcision or
a what?
You know, maybe one.
You mean a vasectomy?
Well, I was getting there as well. Either one.
What would you decide he needed a circumcision for in his frickin' 30s? What are you talking about? Anyway, yeah, this guy got
circumcised.
He got waylaid, dude. That poor guy.
Oh, my God.
And they lost the tag titles on top of that, but that was insult added to injury is what that was.
Used to regard Maxine as one of the most attractive females, like, that I, you know, see generally on a regular basis on television or elsewhere. And after that shot, she is appalling to me. Just atrocious. a danger to males everywhere.
Yeah, that was a rough one, man. Do you know, by the way, I mean, last night's show was, you know, every now and then it's like, I guess we'll start with SmackDown, actually. We'll get to CM Punk here in a while, everyone. Don't worry. But on SmackDown, they did that segment with Danhausen and The Miz and Kit Wilson, and then they got zapped, and then they traded brains because...
Oh, is that what happened?
Then Kit Wilson was talking about it, everything was awesome. Anyway, it was just horrible. And what did we say when that was over? It was like, well, if that wasn't a Vince segment, I don't know what is. And then, you know, of course, on Monday's Raw, you guys know that Maxine, like, just got married to Cam Hendricks, like, within the last 6 months or so. It's like, yeah, I think it's been fairly recent. And was that ever a Vince McMahon deal? We're going to put you with Austin Theory, and, man, we want you guys to just aggressively. What do they say in that police report with Kaiser? Aggressively make out.
Yeah.
I was like, man, if that ain't ever a Vince thing, I don't know what is, brother. But there you go. So anyway, yes, CM Punk is the new champion. The story of the show was that Cody showed up for his match with Sammy. Cody immediately was attacked by Gunther. Gunther beats this guy up and puts him through a table. And then he boots a car door into Cody's face. Cody's bleeding everywhere. For the first time in recent recorded history, the doctor says, no, Cody, you can't compete. Cody says, I want to. The doctor goes, nope, my call.
So, where was referee Mark Goddard?
Exactly.
Can't they get him? This is a TKO operation.
So Cody is not allowed to wrestle. And so throughout the show, first, you know, Sammy thinks he has no opponent. And then later, Adam Pearce goes, you know what? Hey, listen, I promised Chicago a match. You're wrestling one way or the other, so get your clothes on and we'll figure out what's going on. Nick Aldis shows up, even though
he's been
sent
home. Well, he had clothes
on.
He told him to get dressed for the match,
well,
not
yeah,
put some clothes,
clothes
on. Actually, it's not like Sammy was walking around.
Okay, he told
naked.
Him to put less clothes on, all right? You're happy now? So anyway, then really. Aldis shows up, I mean, and Aldis, of course,
got nothing
is,
to do with your report.
Aldis
some
is...
other issues going on.
Oh, my God. I am going to... Don't make me mute you. Aldis is going to... He shows up, even though he's been sent home, and he's upset that his main event has been poached. Adam Pearce tells him, you suck at your job. And then right before the main event, Aldis comes up and goes, you know, Pearce, you've been texting and crap this whole show. You ain't got nothing done. I made one phone call. I got an opponent for the main event. And he says, he's here in the building right now, which was a lie. He was outside the bay door. But, of course, it is CM Punk. All the fans knew. It was patently obvious. Punk came out, brand new physique. We'll talk about his fridge in a moment. He beat Sami Zayn. He won the title. And we're right back to where we were originally, which was CM Punk and Cody for the title at SummerSlam. That was always the plan. Sammy did a irate promo on social media afterwards, dropping an MF bomb of all things. Couldn't believe that he spent 20 years...
MF Doom?
He spent 20 years clawing to finally get his hands on that title. And then 9 days later, this fellow waltzes in after being gone and steals his belt. And listen, I don't know what they're going to do, but Cody's a babyface. Sammy's going to end up being Daniel Bryan here. I think we may finally get that CM Punk heel turn because... The story here is basically he's a hypocrite. He's everything that he complained about. Guys, remember that promo he did where he goes, I'm always here? You know, unlike these Roman Reigns, man. I'm always... Then he went home in April, disappeared until July 6th, and then waltzed in and took that belt. And obviously this is all storyline, but like in storyline... He's everything that he's complained about for decades. You know, these guys that just, you know, older guys coming in, taking stuff, not working. I mean, that's what happened here. So he's going to SmackDown. I think he might be
He will be on SmackDown on Friday night in
yes,
Oklahoma
he will.
City, they announced.
Yes, he will. What did you think of the show, Tom?
I rather enjoyed this episode of Raw.
Let me stop you and ask you a question. Did you actually enjoy Raw, or did you enjoy the show-long storyline leading to a great main event?
That's what the show was, and we got an absolutely 100% moment that I'm never going to forget in my life with that low blow from Maxine. So yeah, I'd call that a overall win.
I thought aside
great promo from Oba Femi.
Oba was good. Seth's promo, insufferably long. Insufferably long.
Some of the booking, I'm questioning, but whatever.
Yeah, and there's a lot on this show I wasn't a huge fan of. But I did think that the main event segment was quite great. And when we come back from the break, Filthy Tom here. CM Punk recreated a famous photo. He put his belt in the refrigerator. I'm not quite sure why. I guess if you want to kill germs, you know, it's supposed to be in the freezer, I think. But anyway, put it in the fridge. And we got to look at what CM Punk has got in the fridge. For those of you wondering, how did this man achieve such an incredible physique at this point in his life? Probably the best shape he's ever been in, quite frankly. What's he been eating? Well, we're going to take a look at his fridge after the break, and we'll answer that question for you.
What's inside his fridge?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of fridge he has. Could be Frigidaire, could be Samsung, could be anything. We also, Brian, for a cliffhanger, we've got another super chat.
We do? Someone paid again?
That's correct.
All right. You know you can just ask and we'll answer, but back in a moment, Observer Live.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You gotta wait for the hook, you idiot! All right, back here on the show, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live. Why, you ask, was that song playing? What's going on, Tom? What happened over there in the YouTube chat?
Oh, gosh. Now we're getting more and more.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a question.
It's going to kill us on YouTube.
Do we have a favorite Huey Lewis song? And, of course, Brian, your choice was?
This is it!
You're an idiot! It was Power... You are such a dolt. I fed it.
No,
to
that
you.
Song right there. Oh, that was yes. That was Power of Love. That's what my favorite was.
No, my favorite is If This Is It.
That's my favorite too.
No, it's not.
There's a clown on the beach in the video.
Oh my god! You've been thinking,
Jared. Make sure you get that off drinking. The replay so we don't get bumped. You know what? I've got a fact for you. This guy is a worker.
Who?
Huey Lewis.
Really?
His name is not Huey Lewis. It's a gimmick name.
Yeah, well, that's apparent with most of the people in any business.
His real name is Hugh Anthony Craig III. Hugh Anthony Craig III in the news? It just doesn't work. Doesn't sound the same, does it?
Hugh A. Craig.
Now you know. And it is Craig, by the way, C-R-E-G-G, for those of you on the other side of the country that are just cannot...
Craig? Does people actually say it like that?
Yeah, they're like, his name is Craig. I'm like, no, it's Craig. No, maybe it's Craig.
Maybe if you're in Ireland or Scotland.
You know what's funny? It's like
Gaelic.
The guy himself says, you pronounce it Craig. And everyone else is like, no, it's Craig. It's Craig. Get out of here, people. You can pronounce things however you want. Now, let's talk about Punk's fridge, and we'll get to the rest of the news.
Oh,
what's in there?
All right. Well, this is what I could tell based on it. It's a pretty grainy photo. Somewhat dark inside the fridge, but of course he had the newly won title. He had a bag from Mindy's Bakery.
I don't buy that for a second.
What?
Got in that shape eating all those muffins?
Well, you know, he trains with Jason Ferrugia is his trainer. He's trained quite a few wrestlers now, but he's been around forever. He used to do the Renegade Diet and Renegade Training. I don't know if...
So it was a big carb up weekend right before he went out there?
It was a... he would do like basically carb backloading is what it was, if you remember
he's
that.
Got those muffins.
So he also had two boxes of the Duncan Keith Crunch cereal, which is a cereal.
It's cereal in the fridge?
Yeah, I believe it's their collector's items.
Okay.
So they are to help out the charity from Duncan Keith, the Keith Relief charity, and this is the Keith Crunch. So he's got two boxes of those in there. At least three caffeine-free Diet Pepsi, which is the most hideous of all of the Pepsi forms. Even, Brian, what's your favorite Pepsi?
I don't drink Pepsi.
What do you mean? It's just regular Pepsi.
Yeah, I don't like Pepsi. I mean, I'll drink it. I don't like sugary drinks, so I'd have a Diet Pepsi or a Diet Coke.
There was a famous Britney Spears interview where she was being sponsored by Pepsi, and they go, what kind of Pepsi do you drink? She's like, what do you mean? What kind of question is that? There's only one kind of Pepsi. I just drink regular Pepsi. And they're like, no, like Diet Pepsi? And she's like, oh, no.
Crystal Pepsi?
It's just regular Pepsi.
Wow.
Anyways, one vanilla Core Power Elite SGT Slaughter. Will you stop interrupting me?
I'm sorry. I was just asking a question. I was trying to let you know I was listening.
One vanilla Core Power Elite, 42 grams of protein in there, I believe.
I do like those. I get those all the time. The Core Power 42? Awesome.
One chocolate Core Power.
Yep.
Oh, you and Punk have a lot in common, it seems. Two strawberry Core Power Elite. One dozen Eggland's Best Organic Brown Eggs.
Eggland's Best?
You never had Eglin's
Come
Best?
Come on, brother. Get him at Costco.
What? Eglin's Best are like top-notch. Really?
I think let me check. Some of these are a gimmick.
One jar of Justin's organic almond butter. One package or bushel of blueberries, as I have written here. He had some Spindrift sparkling water. Possibly Island Punch. Maybe grape aid or raspberry lime.
What are we talking about? Eggland's Best? It was like the cheapest, lamest eggs you can buy.
Eggland's Best organic.
Still, nutritionally enhanced eggs? I mean, come on.
One large yellow bell pepper, and then a loaf of indescript bread. It could have been some sort of...
You mean nondescript? I mean, I was just wondering. Yeah, that's quite the haul he has there in that fridge. What do you think he has in the freezer?
Hopefully anyway. You soon.
Wow. You are not a friendly person sometimes, Tom. Are you aware of that? Now, let's do a little bit of news, then we'll get into more frivolity with the Raw report. Jack Perry, as of today, not re-signed. And I was told that his deal is coming up anytime. I mean, his deal may be up sooner than Sami Zayn won and lost that title. I mean, we're at the end of the line here, and he has not re-signed with AEW, so we'll see where that goes.
Forrest Kidd on his way to NXT.
Could be. Tiger Mask retired on Tuesday, which would be Monday here in this country. He had his retirement show at Corican Hall, wrestled twice. In bouts with 5-minute time limits.
No, I think it was Tuesday in this country as well. Unless you're in Hawaii.
Well, some of us are in Hawaii or the Northwest, Tom.
Even then.
He wrestled Dynamite Kid Tommy Billington for 5 minutes, and then he wrestled Black Tiger Rocky Romero also for 5 minutes.
Who unmasked afterwards, I believe.
Yeah.
What? Rocky Romero has been Black Tiger this whole time.
This
guy is everywhere.
He is everywhere.
So you're telling me.
They also had a retirement ceremony afterwards.
Okay.
What do you want to say about Rocky Romero? He is everywhere. That is a legitimate statement. I'm pretty sure, with the exception of WWE, I think he works for every wrestling promotion on earth. Am I wrong? He works for CMLL.
Yes.
He works for AEW. He works for New Japan. He can't work for anything WWE related, so TNA is out, although he's worked there. No WWE or AAA. He works everywhere.
August 3rd, he will be doing Produce 3, Azuka.
He's working for Produce. Is there anywhere?
Him against Mystico in the main event.
Can we give him a Relentless?
What are you asking me for? I don't book the show. You seemingly think you do.
Well, sometimes, you know. All right, I'll see what I can do. Anyway, they had the retirement ceremony afterwards, and it was a nice deal. They rang the bell, announced he was Tiger Mask for the final time. He bowed before the fans and the roster, and Chris Charlton said this could be the end of the Tiger Mask gimmick. It is undetermined whether the lineage will continue. Will there be another Tiger Mask? We don't know. But that does lead us...
You want some inside info?
Sure.
I heard that guy's a real prick.
Tiger Mask?
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez. What do you know?
I just told you what I know.
That's all someone told you? Hey, that guy, he's a real prick?
When you hear it from multiple people.
Okay, well. Too bad we just celebrated his career. Should have told me that before. All right. New Japan has got the G1 Climax 36 kickoff this coming Saturday. Windy City Riot at the Wintrust Arena, Chicago, Illinois. And this year's show has got 3,300 tickets out. So kind of down from the last time they ran, 4,520. Kind of maybe burned out Chicago a little bit, but hey, AEW is going back at the end of September. So the schedule for night one. These are the matches that you will see if you show up at the arena. We got Takeshita versus Yota Tsuji, which should be quite great. We have Goto and Sanada, which I don't know if that's going to be great. We have a match that I almost would pay to go watch live. Jake Lee versus Shingo.
Wow.
What can Shingo get out of Jake Lee, if anything? We're going to find out on Saturday. Yuto Ice will face the Great Okan.
Oh.
Yes. Oleg Bolton will face Ryohei Oiwa. Hey, old Shota Umino against Zack Sabre Jr. We got Yuya Uemura and Callum Newman. We'll see how Callum...
That was the Tokyo Dome main event 2 years ago. Zack Sabre Jr. and Shota Umino.
It says Callum Newman and Yuya Uemura. Is Callum able to get into the country?
Yeah, it's okay. Gabe Kidd, that's not.
Oh, that's right, Gabe Kidd. Aaron Wolf and Inari. Aaron Wolf and Inari.
Hell yeah.
And Ren Narita versus Oscar. That's a lineup for night one. And then
Ren Narita used to be really good.
Then everybody gets a week off. And on July 18th, we will have Takeshita versus Jake Lee. What?
You should just get like a compilation of all the Jake Lee matches.
I may have to just watch only Jake Lee matches in the G1. Goto and Yoda Tsuji, which should be really good.
Do you understand how good... I don't think anybody understands how good of a worker Kento Miyahara is. Because that's why Jake Lee is anywhere.
We're all about to find out. Oleg Bolden, Yuto Ice, Great Okan and Sonata, Shingo versus Oiwa, and Gabe Kidd versus Drilla Maloney. Back in a moment. We got a little more news and then a Raw report. Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as a dollar a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis.
Control is everything to me.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Let's just get to the Raw report. I was going to talk about how great Khali had retired, but I'm not sure that's a massive news story today. Although, if you want to read about it, it's on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. I always liked the great Khali. But we need to talk about this Raw show. Let's do it.
Yeah, so Raw on Netflix, after tonight's competitors showed up at the arena, so did the new world champion Sami Zayn. He was almost immediately intercepted backstage by Cody. Sami and Cody start going back and forth. Sami's like, let me tell you what I think you're here for. And he says that he thinks Cody thinks that he's going to win the belt back tonight easily, but it's not going to happen. Cody said, yes, actually, you're right. I do think that, and I am going to win tonight. The crowd starts chanting for CM Punk. Sami sort of leaves, but Gunther enters. He attacks Cody, power bombs him through the table. Sami comes back in the frame, and Gunther tells Sami, you're welcome. Says Cody isn't his problem now. Gunther is. And then he says, when I come for you, Sami. He doesn't finish his thought. Instead, he charges up and he kicks Sammy's car door right into Cody's head. His convertible door crushes Cody's head and he is left laying.
Brutal.
Yeah, the announcers
bleeding
ponder,
everywhere.
They ponder how it will affect tonight's main event. Then Pyro goes off to signal the arrival of Seth freaking Rollins.
Before we get to that, the last appearance that CM Punk made on Raw was April 20th, the Raw after WrestleMania. And he did a promo with Cody, and he said, I am as free as a bird right now. The path for you, Cody, is keep being champion. Keep winning. My path is to stay ready. Because you never know when a title match might fall out of the sky. It's almost like they planned all of this. There you go.
So the...
Dude, just do this in like 10 where seconds. Is this? This is Seth Rollins promo.
No. I'm going to recap it word for word.
Oh my God, no. Tom, seriously, no. You can't. We got to get through this. Dude... How long did this go?
You recap it till LA Knight comes out.
No, I'm not recapping at all.
It was like 10 minutes, maybe. I don't know.
Dude, this guy comes out.
He's talking so monotone.
Yeah, in the most monotone, boring manner possible. He just starts going on and on.
Roman's not here. The check didn't clear. The Shield was a three-man team. God. But Roman was always the chosen one.
I'm just like...
Everything I've done has been a direct response to seeing someone earn something who didn't deserve it. Roman said he did 10 times more, or did 10 times less and made 10 times more.
God, and then he
But
goes,
I need to prove something
hold
to
on,
five-year-old
no.
Seth Rollins.
No, there's two things
who
you missed.
In the stands
first,
and prove that
would you shut up? I'm muting you. So the two things about this that first drove me absolutely crazy is this guy cries. He cries that Roman, you once said that you do 1/10 of the work and you make 10 times the money. And he's like complaining and he's crying about this. And then he goes, I don't do it for the money. And I'm like, so what do you care then? Who cares if you do 10 times the work for 1/10 the cash? You just said you don't do it for money. And then he's monotone, just blah, blah, blah. He's boring everyone to tears. And he goes, there's a little boy there in the front row. That little
it was
boy
you.
Right there. Do I have to mute you again? Can I get through this damn... He goes, there's
Excuse
a little...
Excuse me?
Gosh, that's oh his fault, God. Dom. You're muted again. Jeez, I'm just trying to get to the point. We're already going on for an hour, and he goes, that little kid right there, that kid in the front row, that five-year-old kid. Oh, what's that? Oh. He's nine. I'm like, who cares his exact age? Then he has to go to another kid. that kid right there. Then he waits so the kid can go. He goes, that kid's six. I'm like, what are we doing here? Okay, that kid's, I don't care how the kids are. Get to the point. So finally, this guy.
You were just jealous that they were bigger than
God.
You.
So finally, L.A. Knight comes out. And by the way, by the time Seth gets in his promo, the crowds, they're giving him the what chant. They're so freaking bored.
This was like the best heat segment of a match you've ever seen in your life.
Oh.
Because this set up the comeback for L.A. Knight.
And what is the comeback? L.A. Knight comes out and he talks about how nobody cares about seeing you and Roman again. For the love of God. Wow, he says, Seth and Roman. And then you guys have to come out here last week and put each other over. Oh, brother, you're so good, brother.
Brother, and brother, dude, this, brother, that. Hey, brother, let's do this, brother. Nice hair, brother. My hair's standing up, brother.
The
I got
more
long hair. I'm wearing a puffy jacket,
he
brother.
He buries this, the more the fans cheer. Guys, this is a night one SummerSlam main event. I was like, oh my God. This is why when you said I thought this show was a great show. I was like, what?
Because I loved L.A. Knight. L.A. Knight was so great.
God.
Here. I know that droning promo by Seth, but at least it set up this L.A. Knight. L.A. Knight comes out and he goes, you know what? He took credit for turning the business around in WWE. He took credit for the spike in business. He said it wasn't the bloodline.
Yeah, what?
It was when he showed up. And by the way the crowd reacted to him, I actually believed him. I was like, I think he's right. I think he's absolutely right. They were chanting for him so loud. God. Seth goes, are you done? And the crowd
yeah.
goes, L.A. Knight.
Seth actually,
LA Knight.
Seth actually has a temerity to say, are you done yet? I was like, brother, God, you're supposed to be a babyface. God. This sucked. And then it still wasn't over. Seth goes to leave. Jimmy Uso shows up. He beats up LA Knight. I'm like, oh, my Lord. Is this another 3.5-hour Raw show, or what's up here tonight?
Gunther was yelling at Pierce in the back. Gunther gets kicked out. Aldis shows up. Gunther tells him he's a failed wrestler. He's jealous. He's now failing as a GM. Pierce and Aldis they go back and forth. Aldis accuses him of poaching his main events. He also blames Pierce now for Cody being hurt, which is a valid point. And we move on. Then the Street Profits defended the tag titles against the Vision. Paul Heyman first stops backstage as the Vision's being interviewed, and he berates them. If I were the Vision, I'd be like, screw off, Heyman. We just won the titles without you.
They did
the hell
win
do we
the
need?
Titles without him.
What do we need you for? He tells Theory, come back with something worthy of the wise man, or don't come back at all.
Wow.
Well, what did he want, a platter of sausages?
Well,
an all-you-can-eat buffet?
To be fair, they had lost the tag titles at this point.
I know. Paul tried to slip Austin Theory some brass knucks. The ref took him. He slipped Breaker a different set. Dawkins got him. As we mentioned, he was getting a level.
He was circumcised.
Oh, my
Tom
God.
Says.
He got blasted. Bazooka shot.
I think
you're
thinking castrated. That's what happened.
No, they all work. This was not the Tongaloa style low blow. This was full force. And then she made out with Theory after they won the belt. Blah, blah. Joe Hendry is in an Intercontinental title eliminator gauntlet thing next week. Paul Heyman, he tells the Vision, that was the first step, but only the first step. At least somebody did something right tonight, and Theory's like, oh, thank you. He goes, no, I was talking to her.
Whoa.
And then they all left in an SUV. The camera pans back to a sad Otis and Tozawa as Maxine has now left them behind, both figuratively and literally.
Brutal.
Raquel challenged Sol Ruka for the women's IC title. Sol did an awesome corkscrew crossbody to the floor. She went for it in the ring again, but she got leveled with a lariat.
Oh, that was almost
Raquel.
As bad as that low blow.
Oh, it was sick. Sol made a comeback. Roxanne comes out, distracts the ref. Sol goes for the Sol Snatcher. Liv interferes. Raquel hits a spinning side slam for two. Roxanne and Liv got on the apron. Io Sky's music hits. They look to the entranceway. Instead, she ambushes them from behind.
Raquel tries to knock Io off the apron. Io does an acai moonsault on Olivia and Roxanne. Sol hits a soul snatcher in the ring, gets the win. Sol retains the title. I thought it was good.
That was a lot of stuff right there. That was a lot of stuff. That was the story of the show. Just a lot of stuff's got to go on.
Paul Heyman then did an in-ring interview, interrupted by Oba Femi. He said Heyman's nothing more than a mouth. He's there to do damage control for Brock. Hell in a Cell will be where he closes the book on Brock Lesnar. He's going to beat him in front of his family, his wife, his children. He said he has learned that you have to walk through hell to get to heaven. So tell his client he will see Brock Lesnar in hell. Then we had Pure.
I like that. I thought Oba was great.
Dude, just strap him up. Give him the belt.
Why do we need to wait? They should do it at SummerSlam.
Why do we need to wait
till Mania?
Because
now it's a thing. You got to wait till Mania.
In Saudi Arabia. Oh, yeah. Great. Hey. The people are going to, the fans are going to go wild.
He should have won the King of the Ring and beaten Roman. That's it. Let's go. Let's go.
Chad Gable and Dragon Lee defended the honor of Lucha Libre by getting stomped out. No shenanigans, nothing. Fair and square. Rusev and Ethan Page beat the crap out of them. Rusev submits Dragon Lee with the accolade. Chad Gable tries to stop him. Ethan Page and Rusev lay him out. Rusev puts on the accolade. Joe Hendry runs down for the save. Joe Hendry gets beat up by Rusev and Ethan Page and put in the accolade. So the heels won the match, fair and square, 2-on-2. Then they won the brawl afterwards, while being outnumbered 3-on-2.
I hate to say it, but you know what this was?
Awesome.
It was Vince. This was the most Vince McMahon. You put two baby faces in there, they get beat. Then you beat the heck out of one of them. Another one makes a save, you beat the heck out of him. Another one makes a save, you beat the heck. It's like, dude, and this one also went on like 6 hours. I was like, God, is there anyone left to beat?
I'll tell you why I'm okay with it. Yeah, there's Rey Mysterio, right? I'll tell you why I'm okay with it.
Why is that?
Because every time Rusev now throws on this accolade, he does this tongue out face where he rocks his head.
The Bangaranga! Yeah.
It's totally worth it.
No, it's not. It was not worth it for this insufferably long segment.
No, we have different...
Dude, this show went 10 minutes longer than usual.
Yeah, right.
Probably because...
Sami Zayn's in the ring, right? He's waiting for his title challenger. The camera cuts back to a bay door. This bay door opens. It reveals a silhouette. And this is what it looks like at 2 a.m. when my son pukes in the middle of the night. You
gross.
See the silhouette standing there. And then he emerged from the shadows. CM Punk, 218 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. In the second city, they had like a 20-minute match, went back and forth. CM Punk kept going for the step-up knee and the bulldog. He eventually got it, hit the Macho Man elbow, Anaconda Vice, but Sammy got out, hit a GTS. Another one, a Blue Thunder bomb, but CM Punk kicked out. Sammy laid into him with punches, berated him verbally. CM Punk fired back, hit the knee, went for another. Sammy tried for the Huluva kick. Punk kind of moved. Then Punk hit a Huluva kick that was a hell of a kick, followed it up with the GTS, and he pinned Sami Zayn and your new and 8-time world champion, CM Punk.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So during the break, I said, Dom, did you watch that segment? He goes, nah. But now after hearing you rant about it, I may have to watch it. And I was like, yeah, you better watch it. And you know what he does? He goes, oh, I found a 1 minute clip on the internet. I said, 1 minute? You got to watch the whole thing. And then Tom found out how long Seth actually talked for.
Oh, I sure did. Seth talked for eight and a half minutes before LA Knight showed up.
8.5 minutes.
And then it was another 7 minutes until LA Knight was attacked by Jimmy Uso.
Oh, my God. You know, when I joked that he talked for 30 minutes, this is what it felt like. But when you actually say eight minutes... 8.5 minutes that guy talked. Over 500 seconds he was out there droning, trying to figure out how old kids in the front row were and everything else
he whined about. It was like L.A. Knight was like the Nick Bockwinkel of interviews. Rollins was like the Crusher or Dick the Bruiser.
Jeez, man. That was long.
Brutal.
Well, you know what else is long?
You know what? Do you remember what Paul Heyman called Obafemi in his promo? He said, you're out here acting like King Schlong.
That's what he said?
He did.
Is that better or worse than what R-Truth said on SmackDown?
Better and worse.
Okay. Guys, we got to
I believe
go.
It qualifies for both.
I've had enough. But I'll be back later on tonight, Brian and Vinny's show, with Granny. Oh, God, Granny.
You've had enough King Schlong.
It's going to be a long one today. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Tom and I talking NXT.
Pause.
Wrestling Observer Live.